Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Hey, we're lucky enough to be, thanks to our good friends at Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Head into the victorious Geelong rooms where Mitch Duncan has been good enough to join us. Mitch, Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty back in the K-Rock Hub. I'll tell you what, they brought the pressure, the Crows. They made you work.
They did. Their pressure was really good today. So credit to them. And they took it up to us, that's for sure. And we knew they would. They obviously big occasion for the footy club, and they've obviously struggled to win this year as well, but I thought their intent was great, and it's good to see that they're back on the right path, I reckon.
Do you get nervous in games like that, thinking, gee, you only need to give a team like that a sniff, and if they get some momentum, they make it really hard for you?
Yeah, they did. They made it really hard. For our forward ball movement, they're one of my defence, which is a bit different in today's game, so we had to adapt to that, and they threw a forward up to the stoppage, so caused a bit of chaos for us, but in the end, boys fought out, pretty hard win, which you got to do.
A listener suggested on the Twitter that sometimes you can't have it all your own way. In the last three games, obviously, you've really dominated your opposition, but you know that as an AFL player, that it's not going to get served up on a platter every time you turn up.
No, absolutely, and in the modern game, if you're 5% off, any team can have their way with you, so it's really important to play your brand of footy for longer, and I think we may have just done that today. But yeah, it's a real fine line, and we'll have to get better if we want to keep progressing.
Plenty of tackles today, Mitch. It was 74 to Adelaide and 77. Some of the games, the shortened games, there haven't been too many tackles, but the pressure today from both sides, it was obviously pretty scrappy, which helps, but 150-odd tackles between the two sides is a lot.
Yeah, it did feel like a really high-pressure game. I thought we were probably off early with our pressure, but when we got there in the end, we put some numbers around the footy. So, it is a bit different for the modern game at the minute. So, but, yeah, we've got to be able to play any brand that kind of gets thrown up against us and be able to combat that.
We had Tommy Lonigan on last night, and he was saying that you're loving the hub. Have you seen anything out your window?
No. We've got an oval out our window. That's all we can see. But there'd be some things, but we won't go there. But Donzie, he was always good for an away trip and staring out the windows, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. He did a fair bit of staring out the windows, the old Domsey. You're to continually make changes, which every team is doing with the state of the game and the way it is at the moment, but each of the players that you're bringing in is coming in and playing their role, just developing some really good depth for your finals, that you'll have a really big squad to call on. I mean, obviously there'll be something close to your best 22, but that's probably unlikely to be available. So just getting some game time into some guys and the roles they need to play. It's a real positive given we are, getting pretty close to finals now.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel like we've got a bit of depth there that, we can count on if need be. And I thought the players that come in again today were good and played their role. But yeah, the players that haven't been playing regularly have been phenomenal in the hub. Their attitude and what they're bringing is really helping the guys that are playing. So it's a credit to them. And things aren't going the way that they would like at times, but they're not showing that and really encouraging the boys that are playing at the minute, which is great.
Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, all fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with star cat Mitch Duncan, he's Mark Neal.
G'day, Mitch. Well done today.
Good.
Hey, mate,
you
spoke about the roles that all the individuals have within your team. We were just talking here about your role, and it seems that you were playing a fair bit forward, and obviously you enjoy having a shot for goal, but it also allows guys like, say, for example, Tom Atkins to get a bit more time up the field. Is that something that the coaches are speaking to you about, just a little bit more time forward at the moment?
Oh, it's kind of just how it's panning out. I'm probably lucky I can play a variety of positions. I was half back in the first quarter, so sometimes it's a strength, but then sometimes it can be a weakness because you can't get in the game because you play so many positions. But it's working at the minute, giving other guys opportunities, and we're seeing growth from them as well. Like Lockie Fogarty, Tommy Atkins went in there, today. I think Luke Dalhouse went in there towards the end as well. So it's great to spin some numbers through there and help their development and also mine as well with a bit of forward craft, which I haven't really played much at AFL level. So it's been good.
Yeah, well, you seem to find a whole lot of space there, particularly in the second half at high forward. So I'm sure Scotty will put you there for a little bit in the games to come. Mate, and here's another one, and I don't expect you to comment on the first part. We're getting a lot of traffic on our Twitter here, all the your Cats fans. Everyone's trying to pick the best 22 and what it's going to look like on grand final day and how many tall forwards you want. Anyway, one person raised a reasonable question. I thought, for someone who kicks the ball inside 50 a lot, like you, having two tall targets versus just having Tom Hawkins, does it confuse you if you've got two big ones? What do you think about that? So we're getting a whole heap of questions about, oh, gee, you know, is it just Hawkins? Do they need Radaglia or do they need Stanley down there? What do you think?
Yeah, it is an interesting question. I suppose we've always kind of had two talls with Sav and, you know, and Hawk. And then ever since they're playing, you know, James Fozzielli, Moon and the like. So it is something that we explored, especially the last couple of weeks with our ruck situation where we had to spin the magnets a bit and kind of only played one key forward and the other ruck was kind of the second forward in a way. So, but, you know, obviously got a really good relationship with Hawk and understand his game quite well. So, you know, I enjoy kicking the ball to him. But, yeah, you've still got to choose the right option. And to be honest, I don't know what the best look is at the minute. And I think we are spinning the magnets around a fair bit too to try and find that. So hopefully over the next month we can knuckle down that.
Mitch, we're going to let you get...
No, it was pretty good. I did put it on you there. Basically, I asked you to pick the side with either one or two forwards, which is a bit harsh given that they are your teammates. But from our point of view up here, we do love watching you kick the ball inside 50. There was one in that last quarter, mate, where you looked up. I think the Crows had all the numbers deep and you found Tom Hawkins. So you just keep doing what you're doing, mate. You're doing it very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch, as you know, I'm good for a useless stat. Let Chris Scott know that you've joined him in equal fifth all time for the most games in number 22.
Right, I will do that. So fifth of all time.
Equal fifth all time, number 22.
Who's in front? Who have we got?
Tony Shaw's number one at 306.
Henry Playfair.
Okay.
Henry Playfair.
306, righto.
So you haven't got many to go.
So you've four seasons and some finals, Mitch, which is simple, and you'll be the record holder in number 22 sometime in 2024, which we really look forward to talking about then.
Yeah, that'd be great. Fingers crossed.
Well done. Mitch, we'll let you head back to the Gold Coast. Enjoy the sun, and we can't wait for Friday night, a big one against the Bulldogs. We appreciate you joining
us. Thanks, guys. Mitch, hope you're traveling well. Cheers.
Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. Mitch Duncan joining us there.
Just off game.
Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.